When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my friends, to this preamble to the PM 360 seminar. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. My name is Phil, and I'll be your host, your colleague, taking you through the details of this very interesting global webinar. This global webinar has been put together to equip project managers and those who want to be project managers alike, so that at the end of the half day, you will be going away not only with a couple of awesome books, The 360 Degree Project Management and The Confident New Project Manager, you will be going away with a deeper understanding of how to navigate the territory of project management for your career. I remember many years ago when I first got into project management, it was a little bit of a windy, difficult to navigate road until I met my mentor and she began to guide me on what to do. I want to be your mentor, your friend, your guide. Now you may say, how can this guy mentor me? Who is he? So let me introduce you to Phil. I guess that's me. So my name's Phil, and I've been a project manager for the past two decades. I've worked on various projects across different organizations. I have a strong track record in helping people succeed in their project management, program management, business endeavors. I have been fortunate enough to coach and train men and women in uniform in the U.S. Army, the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Air Force as well, train the FBI and NASA and many organizations. I have also worked at organizations like Honeywell, Motorola, American, and General Dynamics. In addition to being a project manager, I am also a trainer at heart and a coach. And I love helping people learn more about project management and anything I know. My career started off rather peculiarly in a very strange way. It started off first in music because I realized I had great skills when it came to music production. So I would be in charge of music production. I would produce albums for individuals and groups. And I realized I had the gift of being organized. I was able to organize people. I was able to get the most out of the studio time. And I was able to get all the tracks done and, you know, just took pride in doing a meticulous job. It was later on I looked in the rearview mirror. I realized, oh, I guess that's project management. It was project management. It actually is. So if you are a music producer, if you are an art, a visual producer, and you find those traits, it's not just being organized, it's actually a project management trait. But anyway, I realized I had this trait to effectively put things together. And then when I ended up doing my dissertation in my master's degree, my professor suggested, why don't you do something on implementing project management systems? So I did, and that's how I began to learn project management. It's been over two decades now, and here I am today. Now, why this conference and what is this conference all about? Is a question you may ask. Well, this conference called PM 360 is a look at various topics. First of all, we're going to address the state of project management in the world today. We're also going to equip people to become better consultants of project management, if that is something that you're interested in. We're also going to equip people to be great communicators to understand how to better do it, how to effectively collaborate, how to critically think, and how to be creative. And I'm going to show you a model that I've developed for problem solving, critical thinking, and creativity, such that by the time you leave, you'll be more than equipped to help teams, to help yourself, to help family and friends, to be able to process information, to be able to solve problems, to be more creative, as it were, to get out of the box, to get out of your way. Now, this is sounding like a lot more than project management, and that's because project management is all-encompassing. Whatever you've done today, I want to challenge you to think of that as a project. It had a beginning and an end. Or maybe your day is just beginning. You're about to manage a boatload of projects. Because getting up in the morning for some of us, we can look at that as a project. Preparing food for your kids or your family, it's a project. Driving to work is a project. The small tasks that you put in your way to accomplish could all add up to a project. So I look at everything in the world with a project management bend. But project management, like I said, is a lot of things. So in this book, which I call the 360-degree project management book, I'm going to be teaching you the other aspects that we don't talk about, the communications, the collaboration, the critical thinking, the creativity. We're going in on that. I also have a number of mystery gifts that I'll be giving you all throughout the sessions. And this is a gathering of all project managers, those who are new, those who are mid-level, and those who have been in the game. We're going to have breakout rooms, breakout sessions for each of these groups. As we go through content together, we will have breakout rooms where those of you who are looking for the next big thing in your career will find answers through dialogue with other project managers. I'm bringing 10 of my best, and they are going to be working with you, helping you, dialoguing with you, masterminding with you. Like I said, we've got two books. We've got Project Management 360. That's just one of the books. And then we also have this book, which is The Confident New Project Manager. Are you new to project management, wondering how to navigate it? You need to be in this conference. And the conference is at 360.pmradio.org. I'm going to put it on the screen just in case you missed it when I showed it a few moments ago. 360.pmradio.org. Now, before we leave today, I'm going to be teaching you a lesson from the book. And this book is all-encompassing. You can actually find this book on Amazon. You can find the Kindle version of it. But you see, why buy it on Amazon when you can get this book as part of the training? Same for this one, Confident New Project Manager. You can get them both on Amazon, but you're also going to be getting the 4 hours of training, the 4 hours of coaching and masterminding. And there's a lot of hidden bonuses, which is why if I were you, I would sign up right now. The price right now is still a steal. It's been a steal since the beginning, and it will continue to be. But don't wait, because the prices are changing every day or two. Okay, so go on down to PM Radio, the 360.pmradio.org. And this evening, or wherever you are in the world, this morning, this afternoon, I'm going to teach you from the book about the principles of project management. For those of you who already have the book, why don't we go through the table of contents, and I'll tell you what the book is all about before we hone in to chapter 4. So chapter 1 is an introduction to project management. Chapter 2 is about process groups of project management. Chapter 3 is about knowledge areas. Chapter 4 is about project management principles. Chapter 5 is about understanding agile. That's my favorite. Chapter 6, hybrid approach. Another favorite of mine. Chapter 7, the conclusion. And then I have a grand finale and I have some other items. But in this book, I have examples of templates and tools. It's a very pragmatic book. So that's the first book. Second book here, The Confident New Project Manager. This is a blueprint for your career, for you to know how to navigate your career. So I have foundations, I have essential skills of project management, I have tools of the trade of project management, I have requirements gathering, quality management, risk management, career development and interviews, continuous learning and growth, and I have conclusion and reflection. So this is going to be a very robust training program. But beyond the training program, it's also going to be a masterminding event. It's going to be the unraveling, just like it happened to me. I was going through my career, not really having a streamlined approach until I met my mentor. And what she did for me, I want to do for you. My mentor, Mary Hirschner, she's now retired just about a week or two. Shout out to you, Mary, if you're watching. But what Mary did for me, I want to do it for you. I want to pay it forward. I want to give you tons of content. The same way Mary gave me content and said, Phil, you would be a great project management professional. I said, I don't know. How do I do this? I don't really have a boatload of money to spend. And she gave me books and content and audio and quizzes, learning systems I could use. And that's why I want to do the same. I want to help you find your way in project management. If you're already a PMP, you're already an ACP, a PGMP, there's more. The certifications is the beginning. There's a lot more. And for those of you that may not have any certification, I also want you to know that one of the things you're going to get from this is a record of your attendance. Now, you may wonder, well, Phil, I'm trying to get certified. I understand. But pending your certification, perhaps you could show people that you've made an attempt to begin growing. You see, one of the things I learned when I was trying to get employed, you know, I was in a job that I wasn't too happy in. I wanted to move up. And I saw this brilliant opportunity in this company. It was an IT software company. And they wanted a project manager. And I thought, what if I'm able to show that I got skin in the game? Will they remotely listen and consider my application more serious? I mean, I've been studying some project management. I can kind of talk the talk and I can use project management software. So I put it on the resume that I'm getting ready for my PMP and trying to get certified. And it worked like clockwork, which is why you may not have a PMP yet, but if you can show you got skin in the game by going to a mastermind, a project management mastermind course, that goes a long way. Now, I haven't shared this publicly, but for everyone who is coming on this program, you are going to get another 4 hours lifetime access to a project management development program that will help you get to a reasonable level of confidence. So in other words, what you're signing up for is like 8 hours of great coaching and training, but there's more. Let me show you what else you are going to be getting in addition to what I have mentioned. So in the 360.pmradio.org class, first of all, you're going to get a wormhole of greatness. You know, this portal, the wormhole, taking you to the greatness of collaboration, of connecting with like minds. That is just hugely invaluable. You're all going to be able to be in my exclusive LinkedIn group for PM 360, where you will be able to stay in touch forever, right? You will also get exclusive community access to training. You will never walk your PM journey alone from here on out. You will always have a buddy, someone, people, and I'm talking about tons of people to help you. You're going to get 4 PDUs, like I was alluding to, when you go for interviews and you may not have a certification, but you can say, I've been trained and coached by Phil, a thought leader in project management, an expert who has trained, and then you can mention the individuals I've trained, the companies I've trained and coached. Do you know what that will do for your resume? Just having that you got an elite coach who has helped you build up your project management prowess. Now, I'm going to go a step further. When you come into the Prazion family, you stay in the family. In other words, if you wanted me to vouch that you've been through this training and you could say, well, you can speak to my trainer. I attended coaching and training in project management where I developed these skills. I'll be there for you. If you want me to write a letter to say you were in my training, I do that. I've done that so many times. And you know what? A lot of my students, a lot of my mentees, a lot of my clients, they get the gig. They get it because I would sell the abilities I believe you have gone away with, like there's no tomorrow. So think about it. You're getting 8 hours of coaching from a team of individuals, from the very best. I have 10 of the very best on my team. You're getting mentored and coached, and we're going through masterminding, and we're going through problem solving, and you are learning my framework for problem solving, for creativity, for collaboration. I'm going to show you how to take the framework and work the framework. There is so much to be gained from you coming for this session. You're going to go away with real, pragmatic, practical knowledge, toolkits, and things you can use. Please don't miss this opportunity. Go on down right now. For those of you who are just coming, I am sharing with you the treasure trove of greatness that is about to explode at 360.pmradio.org. It's our PM 360 conference where we're going to be addressing the state of project management. We're going to be addressing how to be a consultant in the world of project management, if that's something you're interested in. We're going to be talking about the secrets of project management. So go on down to the link, and I will be so delighted. My team will be so delighted. It's on Zoom. We are going the full gamut of project management. Okay? But in addition to what I said, you'll get 4 PDUs for those of you who are PMPs, for those of you who are not. You get a badge of accomplishment. You get a certificate of accomplishment that you can actually display on your LinkedIn profile, because that's the social media we live in today. I hear, you know, the skeptics are like, why do you put all your certifications on LinkedIn? Because I work for them, because I have them. And I see the older generation, they don't, well, maybe I'm the older generation, but some of us, we don't get it. We're questioning why people put their, why you put your cert out there. Honestly, it's the new normal. And I should give a round of applause to everyone who has tried to at least develop themselves somewhat and up their game in whatever industry you're in. I don't begrudge you, but I know there are skeptics who do. They see a badge or a cert and they're like, in my time, we didn't do it that way. Oh, get a life. Get a life. Let's move on. Breakout sessions for newbies and advanced PMs alike. We're going to ensure that what you came for beyond what we have for you is catered to. We're also going to be networking. Can you imagine being able to network with like minds, whether you're just getting into the game, whether you've been in the game, you have people who have been in all those stages. You're going to get 2 books on project management. Did I say 2 or did I say more than 2? Hold on to that thought. I got a boatload of value to offer. I mean, if you go to the site and you check out the current cost, I was telling my daughter last night, and she just looked at me like I'm from Mars. Why are you doing that? This should be this amount. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you for valuing what I do to that degree. The real retail price of this course is $750, but you're not even getting it for half of that. If you take action right now, you got to take action. Take action. Hashtag take action. You're going to get a lifetime PM development course for 4 or more training hours. You're going to get a roadmap for your PM career success. I have the 360-degree roadmap. It has 8 steps that you can follow to get ahead in your project management career. You're also going to get interview tips, tricks. We're going to be taking all the questions that you have, giving you a sense of where to go and what to do next. After my PMP or my CAPM, after my PGMP, my PFMP, what do I do next? We're going to be showing you. You got to understand the background of the people coming to train with me. They are from my Project Leadership Institute. So they've been mentored, trained, and coached on various curricula through the awesome leadership of my mentor, John C. Maxwell. John Maxwell was our keynote speaker for the Project Leadership Institute. And the very first year, we began learning his content and we've evolved. So these folks are not just PMPs. These folks are Project Leadership Institute fellows who have gone through the process. And some of them are Project Leaders Club alumni who for the past 4 months have been learning with me. A number of these individuals have made immense leaps and bounds in the past 4 months. They'll be sharing with you their secrets, how to take action and get results. So we're going to be giving you a lot of insights, the future of project management with regards to artificial intelligence. What does AI have in store? We're also going to be talking about that. Advanced PM tips and tricks to survive in the competitive land of project management. It's so competitive. I keep hearing from people, I went to an interview and they didn't call me back. Don't worry about that. I'm going to show you how you can chart the course and remain sane. I've been there. I'll show you. My friends will show you. And by the time you're done, you will be super confident that you're making the right decisions. You're going to learn problem solving. You're going to learn critical thinking. You're going to learn a creativity model. Beyond that, I'm going to also show you the empire model. The empire model helps you better analyze situations. There's a lot to be learned, my friends, which is why, as someone who has stayed this long with me on this call, you need to take action right now. Go on down to 360.pmradio.org before the price changes again. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Now you know everything that is in this program. Let's talk about chapter 4 in the book that you're going to get as one of the curricula. And chapter 4 is about the principles of project management. If you are new to project management, let me give you some insights to know that what makes project management great is not software tools. It's not management. That's not what makes project management great. What makes project management great is the mind, the attitude, the behavior, and the culture behind the tools. So I really want to press home that in chapter 4, the project management principles, we are focusing on these principles the PMI have crafted together, and it's become a roadmap to great project management. It's become a beacon, if you will, to excellence in project management. And the very first principle we're going to be looking at here in this book is about being of service. I want to be of service to you. I want to be a servant leader for you, which is why I put this together. It's really to serve. It's not to gain. It's to serve, which is why the 10 individuals coming with me, they're coming to serve. I want to see you succeed. I'm not paying it forward. I'm paying it back. Huh? Mary paid it forward. My mentor did. I want to pay back because I've had a lot of great results. So the very first principle here, it says on page 71, being a good steward. Being a good steward involves responsibly managing project resources adhering to ethical standards, and ensuring accountability for project outcomes. Being a good steward is also taking care of those in your charge. Simon Sinek said it well. He said, being a leader is not about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in your charge. And that's what servant leadership is all about. So number one, being a good steward. You got to be a diligent, respectful, and caring steward. Number two is about team collaboration. Teamwork makes the dream work. How about beginning to complete your peers as opposed to compete with your peers? It amazes me in many organizations, people come in with an agenda of their own to, as it were, take over, as it were, to shine. They want to be the brightest shining star. But that leads to unhealthy competition and schisms. So our mindset needs to go from competing to completing. How about completing the individual who needs additional help? Not feeling threatened, not trying to throw them under the bus, but coming alongside them, being a friend, being someone who they can depend on. That's the second principle. Third principle is about engaging stakeholders. It reads here, engaging stakeholders involves actively involving and communicating with project stakeholders to understand their needs, their expectations, and concerns, and ensure their support and commitment to project success. When you find yourself in the world of project management, you got to understand you're there to be a steward, you're there to be a servant leader to your stakeholders, but you also need to bring the interest. Some PMs make the mistake of not being interested in the projects they're managing. You got to be genuinely interested, and then you got to bring the stakeholders along. You got to get them into that vortex, that excitement vortex, that dynamic vortex, so that you get the engagement. It's a skill, and it's not a very easy skill to have. You just got to genuinely love people. PM is a people job. It's a people thing. It's not about the processes and tools. And that's why in the Agile Manifesto, it said, through this work, we've come to value. You know, the people writing this, through this work, which work? Well, these people had been managing things of that nature, software projects. And they said, through this work, we've come to value individuals and interactions over processes and tools. So you got to keep your stakeholder engaged. All right, let's move on. Number four is about delivering value. And all I'm going to say about that is, if it's not valuable, don't do it. If it is valuable, do it. Do it the best way possible. Number five is systems thinking. It says systems thinking involves viewing the project holistically and understanding how individual project elements interact and influence each other within the broader organizational and environmental context. If you haven't read up about an affinity diagram or a WBS or a mind map, these are things you should read up and look up if you want to be a big picture grandmaster thinking kind of a person. These will help you. And there's so many other great tools for this. Let's move on to number six, leadership. My mentor, John Maxwell, often says the true measure of leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less. Leadership involves influencing, inspiring, motivating, and guiding project teams to achieve common goals, overcome challenges, and deliver successful project outcomes. Effective leadership is essential for guiding project teams through challenges. And I'm going to be teaching you all about leadership, even in our half-day seminar. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Go sign up. All right, number seven, tailoring processes and tools. This is a no-brainer. You cannot throw the entire kitchen sink at the project. I guess you could, but it may not end very well. Your team members will be really upset making them do all this stuff. It's a one-month project. You're making us create 100 documents for what? Why? So you don't want to do that. You want to tailor. Number eight, ensure quality. Quality is four things in my dictionary. It's fitness for use. It's conformance to requirements. It's customer satisfaction, and it's Kaizen. You want to make sure all these things are inherent in your project management. All right, let's move on. Number nine, managing complexity. Managing complexity involves understanding and addressing the intricate relationships, uncertainties, and emergent behaviors that arise from complex projects. You know what I mean by emergent behaviors? Things that you've never thought of before, that they're just emerging for the very first time. You need to be able to deal with complexity. And a complexity coping mechanism is understanding human behavior, system behavior, and ambiguity. But also, breaking it down into smaller chunks, breaking it down into iterations, being agile in your approach. Always add a little bit of the secret sauce. I think everyone's grandma has a secret sauce, and the secret sauce in this world of project management is being agile. That's the secret sauce. Number 10, dealing with risk. Dealing with risk involves identifying, assessing, and responding to potential threats and opportunities that may impact the project's objectives. Number 11, adaptability and resiliency. Adaptability, I just call that bounce back ability. You got to be able to bounce back. Projects are subject to change, requiring project managers and teams to demonstrate adaptability and resilience in responding to evolving conditions and unforeseen challenges. Number 12, embracing change. Embracing change involves cultivating a mindset of flexibility, openness, and adaptability to navigate uncertainty, to seize opportunities, and drive innovation and growth. That is just a smidge, a tiny little piece from my new book, Project Management 360. I'm going to be training you on all of the contents of this book. Also, this other book, The Confident New Project Manager. I cannot wait to see you in the conference. If you have not signed up, you need to go on down right now to 360.pmradio.org. My friends on the screen here, Daryl and Ed, and many more, Vicky and April and Delita and Caroline and Giroux, they're all going to be on there, and many more. I'm expecting to have Michelle and Cindy and Chandra and Chris and Brittany and Shamir. You don't want to miss this. Please don't miss it. Go on down right now, PM Radio. It's 360.pmradio.org. You will be so glad you did, because I have a lot of hidden treasure and value that, on top of what I shared with you, I'm going to be unleashing that. You know, my middle name may as well be Value, because I'm obsessed with delivering value to my students. I over-deliver. I create content that helps solve problems. And you're going to be experiencing some of this when you come aboard. All of these awesome perks for you. All right, my friends. Well, it's time for us to take action. Take action right now. Don't wait, because things are changing by the second, by the minute. And once we get a cap of people at a certain threshold, it just goes to the next one. So you want to take action now. There's actually a countdown timer on the website showing you how much time you have left. But if you end up getting more people sign up, then you could go back to the site and things might have changed way beyond what you thought. Okay, so it's likely to double from what you're seeing right now. Please take action. Still going to be a great deal, I promise you. It's never going to get to, oh, it's the exact price. No, it's worth $750, but it's not going to get to that, because I really want to add value to as many of you as possible. And many of you don't have a trainer. You don't have a coach. You got PMP certified. It's just the beginning. You think PMP is it? Seriously? Just speak to anyone who's been in the game long enough. They'll tell you a PMP does not signify success. It does not guarantee job placement. It does not guarantee success. You know, it's not about the PMP. It's about the long game. The long game is first year PMP, second year, third year. Hey, me, 20th year. 20th year PMP. I'm still in the game. I'm still killing it. Why? Because everything rises and falls on leadership, not PMP. There are many with PMPs that will unfortunately not get to their highest potential because they're missing the leadership element. Let's journey in leadership together. Let's evolve, let's expand, and let's get you to your definite chief fame. Sign up right now. It's 360.pmradio.org. Thank you very much for joining me. I sincerely look forward to having some dialogue with you, to helping you traverse the trajectory to PM success. You take care, and I will see you in the program. Bye for now.